Hello, this is Peter, back again with today's episode of another look at what you can do to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. We're talking about slips and trips, verbal cock-ups, mistakes, outtakes, things like that, hitches and glitches, which may cause a problem with you, particularly if you're live on air, and may also affect you if you're in a recorded situation such as a voiceover booth as well. We've got some classic voiceover cock-ups for you today, which I'm going to be reading to you, and hopefully you'll get a bit of fun out of these. Just a half dozen. We'll be over in about 90 seconds today. Here we go with the first of these. And yeah, here we go. Police are finding it difficult to come up with a solution to the murders. The commissioner says the victims are unwilling to cooperate. As heard on US radio. As heard on Australian radio. Well, the blaze is still fierce in many places, and as a result of this fire, two factories have been gutted and one homily left famless. Uh-oh. From UK Radio. Following the warning by the Basque separatist organisation ETA that it's preparing a bombing campaign in Spanish holiday resorts, British terrorists have been warned to keep on their guard. I'm sorry, that should be British tourists. From Australian Radio. The company is recalling a total of 14,000 cans of suspect salmon and fish cutlets. It's believed they're contaminated by poisonous orgasms. From US TV. The president is alive and well and kicking tonight, one day after the assassination attempt, just 2.5 months into his pregnancy. And finally, this one. And now here's the latest on the Middle East crisis. Lesbian forces today attacked Israel. I'm sorry, that should be Lebanese. Lebanese. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.